So if George Jetson was just born, are Mr. Spacely and Mr. Cogswell already out there somewhere? It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that won't take up too much of your time, even if you live in the future and only work 2 hours a week. I'm Brady. It's Friday, August 12th, and if you're a Jetsons fan on the internet these days, you're probably living the dream. Because if you look really, really closely at the futuristic cartoon show's backstory, the main character, George Jetson, may have just had his birthday. Of course, you have to look really closely at that backstory. The show doesn't ever state when George was born outright. But we know that the show takes place in the year 2062. That's a century ahead of when it premiered on television. There's also a line in one of the original shows where someone tells George he might live to be 150, to which he says he'd have 110 years to go. So if George Jetson is 40 in the year 2062, that means here in 2022 he'd be born. But on which day? People on the internet seem to have just chosen July 31st as the day, though I've also seen people claim his birthday is August 27th. And then there's another school of thought. Since The Jetsons is a cartoon where everyone is the same age year after year, the show is always taking place a century from whenever you're watching, which would mean that George Jetson would never be born. You can learn more about the extremely detailed investigations into the birthday of a cartoon character at coolweirdawesome.com. And coming up, we'll tell you about something you'll never forget, at least if you're an elephant. That's after this.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is listener-powered thanks to our backers on Patreon.
For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show,
previews of upcoming episodes,
and the chance to add their own messages to the show.
Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird.
Visit patreon.com/BradyCarlson,
and thanks.
Welcome back. Today is World Elephant Day, and so we're going to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. If that's not the first town that comes to mind when you think of elephants, consider that Gettysburg is home to Mr. Ed's Elephant Museum and Candy Emporium, which hosts some 12,000 elephant figurines. I'm Brady. Really does sound like a place you'd never forget. Thanks for listening, and come back again next week for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.